Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It was on this day in 1820, American vessel sunk by sperm whale.
How big was it?
Big enough to sink an American vessel in 1820, Greg.
That's a big whale.
And we'll leave that one there.
Yes. But it did spawn, no pun intended, spawn a book, did it not?
I don't know how many seamen died in that catastrophe. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not a thing.
What's happening?
Ain't nothing but a thing.
All right. Oh, we got to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, I mean, the Democrats have really messed you up on the show. Because it was, what, probably, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago you said, I am never talking about Jeffrey Epstein again.
Correct.
And here's what they do. They won't even let the guy die. They drag him out and put him back in the news, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, inquiring minds want to know. The Epstein files will be released. They've got 30 days to do it. The DOJ does. Pam Bondi already said that if there's, you know, ongoing investigations relating to any of the people, I guess, that show up in the documents, those documents will continue to be withheld.
Right.
So,
which makes sense. You can't be just tossing everything out there if you got a, you know, investigation.
Can't just
going
toss
on.
It out there.
Nope.
You know? Gotcha.
Okay.
Hey, I've got good news.
Please.
I've got patriotic news.
I got
the kind of news that lifts people up.
Okay.
So it's probably coming from a Republican.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Second Lady Usha Vance praised U.S. military families as being a model for the United States and for her own family during a visit to Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina. While speaking to military families there at the base Wednesday, she explained that she's been working to reverse the declining literacy rates and disengagement of students in schools. The Department of Defense Education Activity and military families were some of her best partners.
Nice.
Such an honor to be with you here at Camp Lejeune, home of some of the finest Marines and military families in our nation. For me, it's particularly special to be right around the corner from Cherry Point, where my husband, JD, was stationed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a cool story.
The Second Lady continued to share that her husband, Vice President J.D. Vance, had told her so many stories about his time in eastern North Carolina that it felt like home to her. Yep. So she talks about, we are so grateful to you for carrying on the Marine Corps proud tradition of duty, honor, and service.
I wasn't sure what you were saying.
Yeah, neither was I.
I was confused.
Adding that the vice president recently described U.S. Marines as embodying, quote, boldness in action, unity in purpose, and a lightning readiness to go where the nation requires. Yep. And she just went on from there. Very positive, upbeat stuff. I mean, is it any wonder that the numbers are through the roof of the people that are enlisting in the military.
Totally understand.
It is just really, I mean, such a far cry from the dismal, you know, sign-up rates that they had during the Biden administration. And that just goes to show you that, you know, middle America, you know, us dirt farmers, flyover country, whatever derogatory term you want to use, you know, we get it. And we are paying attention. And it does make a difference. And that is just, that's one that's very easy to point out.
Yep.
The only reason the Democrats even began to almost embrace the military was because they could see it as a social experiment. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to play around socially, social justice. You can wear a dress and be a Marine. I didn't say that.
No.
Yeah. So you got that going on. Hey, let's check in with Crazy Crockett, queen of the lefty frontier.
She is crazy.
Far left Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett does not understand why Americans love President Donald Trump, bizarrely using the Democrat government shutdown as an example of why they should not, and concluding that supporters of this president are in a cult.
Did he shut the government down?
I thought, no.
I thought that was Congress not voting on things and stuff.
It was, what, 14 down. Times or 15 that Democrats voted against opening the government. They had the power to do so. They chose to use that power to keep America shut down, keeping people from getting their SNAP, keeping folks from getting their pay. She said, I just don't understand why they like him so much. He clearly doesn't like them. Because when 42 million people, and I know some of them had to be MAGA, when they need to line up to get that EBT and, you know, it wasn't there, he didn't care. She said, making no mention that it was Democrats who failed to reopen the government, resulting in the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. And listen, as much as she comes off as being, you know, this kid from the street, she's not.
No,
she's highly educated,
well educated,
and she could be eloquent if she chose to be.
Yes.
This is part of her shtick. It's a game she plays. Mm-hmm. And so, but I guess maybe that buys her some cred from the standpoint of, I guess she can just talk smack and feign ignorance.
Right.
Because you know she knows better.
Absolutely.
She knows it was the Democrats. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. And for her to try to perpetuate that, I mean, why? Why? Who is buying what she's selling? That's Trump and his cult. I can't believe people like him. He shut the government down.
He doesn't even like those people.
Yeah.
What?
That's not the feeling any of us get. But
he's a mess.
Yeah. So, you know, I think people need to get back to prioritizing themselves and their families and their future. Oh, really? You're a Democrat. Look, I've got about 15 seconds. Why don't you tell me everything you know about families? Coming up a little short, are we?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. She said, people will pay attention to their families, their future, instead of being dragged to hell by this dude who obviously has them in a cult.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Crockett also made no mention of the fact that during the shutdown, Trump worked to minimize pain inflicted on the American people by Democrats who rejected the GOP's clean continuing resolution in the name of health care for illegal aliens, as well as demands for $1.5 trillion in partisan spending for left-wing pet projects. Yep. So, I mean, again, there's no credibility there at all, but it doesn't stop them. And, yeah, I guess maybe it gets a headline, but who is she trying to get the headline for? I mean, Trump supporters. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize I was in a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. You're really doing quite a public service. I had no idea.
Well, now you know, Bob.
Yep.
Now you know.
So what do I do? What do you do with that knowledge?
Well, you got to wait for the next cult meeting, I think. And then they'll tell you about those kind of
things. Do I jump into the other camp that I don't believe their policies? I don't believe in open borders. I don't believe in biological men playing in women's sports. So you want to call it a cult?
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Wow. I can't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
The Bush family is plotting a comeback.
Really?
To retake the GOP from Trump, the Bush family?
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I think they should stick to making baked beans.
And I love that dog.
Of course, the Golden Retriever.
Oh,
the greatest dogs in the history of mankind.
And he speaks very well. He's very
eloquent.
Yes,
he
does. He's very smart.
Speaks better than Jasmine Crockett.
Smarter, too.
Yeah. 7:16 approaching on the Bob Rose Show. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning and welcome. It's going to be another awesome day, my friends, especially when you can air it out, get it off your chest like we're going to do next here with What's Bugging You. Good morning. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:22. Yep, time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. We call it What's Bugging You, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, so call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I know that it's probably not going to ever get done, but they really need to take Northwest 98th Street up to 39th Avenue and put a turn lane in. The traffic is backed up so far because of people, you know, trying to turn to go to that new school over there on 39th and or Santa Fe or anywhere else. But that it is like a major thoroughfare that only has two lanes. And they need a turn lane.
It is interesting. The growth that we've seen on the west side of Gainesville has been phenomenal. I mean, I witnessed it over the last 24 years. But if you go to the east side of Gainesville, all the way up to like Hawthorne and beyond, I mean, they've got beautiful four paved lanes, gorgeous, tree-lined all the way out there. But there's no growth. I mean, it's pushing. I think it'll push that way eventually, but for the most part, not anything like the west side. But yet, here we are. It's never going to get any better, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You mentioned that Democrat criminal crook woman in Miami who's under scrutiny for lining her pockets and friends stealing FEMA money. But there's another group of scoundrels in positions of power abuse their power on the backs of struggling Americans, struggling homeowners specifically, including disabled on disability income, which is a pittance, and low-income families by callously raising their property taxes by an outrageous 60% in Marion County in 1 year only. There needs to be an investigation on these criminals who are licensed to steal from us down here. When is that investigation going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, that's obviously the... These we might not have any fees when it comes to property taxes, right? That's what they're working on right now in Tallahassee. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. On the lighter side this morning, Bob, buddy, you're usually pretty sharp at coining phrases and stuff like our dearly missed Charlton Heston and the Planet of the Apes. But when you were talking about the Neanderthals and the humans, whether or not they kissed or bred or whatever, you missed it, buddy. Hey, The Quest for Fire, 1981, they proved it. The Neanderthals got caught in a swamp. The humans got them. They thought Neanderthals thought they were going to die, but they threw them in a tent and forced them to breed with the humans. There it is. There's the proof you need. Hollywood got it, buddy.
I never knew.
Now you do.
That's a lot easier than doing all that research that they were going through. Good morning, Larry. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's really bugging me are these squatted trucks that you're seeing all over Florida now. They get behind you at night, and their lights are right up in your cab, and you can't see nothing. I wish they would regulate it.
Yeah, I think some may be. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the bulldog thing where the front end of the truck is way up, the back end is low. And so even if they're on their low beams, It can't help but go. Yeah, yeah. At least make the effort to adjust your headlights accordingly, if it's even possible.
Yeah, the birds hate that. You're waking them all up.
Yeah. No, it's nasty when it's in your eyeball.
Yeah.
Good morning, Carol. What's bugging you?
Well, I, too, am upset about the tax increase in Marion County. I'd like to know how fairly the properties are taxed that have brand new warehouses that have been sitting empty for years. Are they paying their fair share of taxes? I mean, all this is happening in Marion County, the building, the expansion, and my property taxes are going up. I don't understand why.
Well, your property tax is generally going to go up as the value of your home increases. So those two things are definitely tied together. As far as just additionally on top of that, changing the millage, making the millage higher, I am not aware of that taking place.
Well, I thought the only area that it was increased was one particular area, like having to do with fire and rescue.
It had to do with an MTSU.
It's not like it's not like your whole bill is going up 60%. It's a part of what
a portion of the bill is going up.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I understand. Please.
That's my understanding as well, but we got to make sure we ask Carl about it next time. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is regarding the Horshack file. I'm sorry, the Epstein files. What's bugging me is as much as we trust Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, it seems like there's still some ongoing effort to delay, redact, and detract and delete names from this whole thing. I'm just all like, just kind of put it out in the Florida sunshine light of day so we can all observe it for ourselves. I'm just all like, what's the delay? What are you guys doing?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they've released like 50,000 pages already.
Yeah, before we got to this point.
All of it. Yeah. Right. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show and Thanksgiving. A time for gun control talk, right? We'll see. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America joins us at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jesse Jackson told me a long time ago.
Yeah?
He said, Bob, stay out the bushes. Stay out the bushes.
Oh, man.
I did get to meet George W. Bush.
Yes, I've seen the picture.
Back in the campaign trail, came to Alachua County. Very, very rare appearance by a sitting president. Yeah. And I was very proud to be one of the greeters. Got to shake hands with him. And he grabbed my other arm. Uh-huh. He looks at me and he goes, solid.
Yeah.
And that's my great George W. Bush story.
Yep. Gotta love it.
And speaking of the former president and his family, they're reportedly planning to retake the Republican Party from President Donald Trump. What? By the way, it is 7:36, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday. Shaping up to be another wonderful day in paradise. But yeah, stay out in the bushes. There are allegedly rumors stirring that there's a plot to end the so-called Bush exile as part of an effort to take control of the GOP from Trump and MAGA policies. This according to the Daily Mail. Now, rumors are stirring of a plot to end the so-called Bush exile. Behind the scenes, and still with deep connections around the country, a shadow Republican Party is lying in wait to take over when Trump is gone. And while the former president is determined not to publicly criticize Trump, much to the frustration of some of his former aides, he may not be averse to quietly helping to shape the Republican Party's long-term future.
I didn't know they'd been exiled.
Well,
and they certainly didn't vote for Trump.
They kind of morphed and changed, or maybe how we recognize them morphed and changed a little bit. And they, I think in the minds of many, really became the idea of establishment Republicans. And we were tired of the establishment Democrats and Republicans because we were tired of the idea of establishment. And it wasn't furthering the quality of our lives as Americans in general. And I think people were very frustrated. That opened the door for Donald J. Trump.
Good point.
Now, so there's people that are still have been entrenched in power for years and years. I mean, this kind of thing goes back generations. And the people that are used to being in power, are being pushed aside. And, of course, they don't like it. So they're going to try to maybe be part of a force that's going to try to upend what MAGA is and MAGA policies, which I got to tell you, I think it is one of the few things that, you know, elicits a response from a lot of American voters. I just think that Trump and the way that he has presented himself, although rubs some people the wrong way, I think that this idea of the fresh and bold and tell it like it is kind of way that he came on the scene, I think was more than just accepted by many of the American people. I mean, we were craving that. We were dreaming of a guy like him, a non-politician, to tell it like it is. And to tell China, no, we're not going to play your trade game anymore. You're not going to take advantage of us. And he's going to bring back manufacturing jobs in the U.S., and he's done it. And the whole tariff thing is working out very, very well. The old entrenched Republican Party hated tariffs, hated the idea of it, because generally they were used as a cudgel against America and American trade. But that's no longer the case. And you can have all kinds of economists start to examine it. If they're being honest, they know that Trump is using these things in an extremely effective way to benefit Americans and to benefit American business and manufacturing jobs and other jobs. So, yeah, this idea of the old entrenched class regaining power again, I'm not in favor of it at all. These were, you know, back when, you know, all your politicians were, you know, very stodgy and, you know, just fake. I mean, you could look up in the dictionary and politician, it could be a Republican or a Democrat. You know what I mean? It didn't seem to make a lot of difference. And with Trump, he doesn't go, okay, what's the Republican playbook on this? Even what's the conservative playbook on this? He looks at it with fresh eyes like, I'm a problem solver. How can we address this problem effectively that's going to benefit the parties involved? So problem solving, not, well, first we lay over the, you know, the matrix of partisanship. You know, first we have to do it through that, you know, kind of unlocking the code and go, okay, well, you know, we can't do that. We can't do that because we don't do that. No.
With Trump, you get whatever he thinks.
Look, it's like
at
Trump.
That moment.
It's like Trump came in there in his first term, Greg, and he said, I don't care how you've always done it. We're not going to do it that way. Mm-hmm. Of course, he didn't know how many skeletons were in the closet. He didn't know how many people were, you know, stabbing him in the back. He learned the hard way in the first term, no doubt about it. But he learned a lot. And that's the thing about Trump. He learns. And he adjusts strategically. Not strategery, which that would be a George W. Bush
thing. Yeah, right.
But I think it's interesting that they're saying, you know, somehow the Bush family is going to have some influence moving forward in the Republican Party. And I believe they will have some. And I still don't really know what the big rub is between Bush and Trump.
Well, but we had disappointments after, you know, kind of post-Bush family and establishment Republicans. I mean, we've been kind of like, really? You know, we didn't like how they treated Trump. We didn't like a lot of things. So, I mean, it's that whole hindsight's 2020 kind of thing, maybe. So I don't know.
Well, it was the old, you know, that's not how we do things. That's not how we say things. Mm-hmm. You know, well, we know how things were done and said.
Right.
And it's the old, you know, if you get up every day and do the same thing but expect the outcome to be different, that's the definition of insanity. And basically there was a lot of insanity in Washington, D.C. There still is.
Uh-huh.
It's just mostly coming from the Democrats now. I just hope, look, they know J.D. Vance has a big head start, and he does,
sure.
And he should.
Yep.
And this is a direction we want to go in. We want to go in the mold of Donald Trump. Now, with J.D. Vance, you're going to get somebody who is, you know, a little bit more maybe articulate, maybe slightly more measured mm-hmm. in his words.
That makes sense.
But he's still going to stand up for his core beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's going to compromise. And I think that's a good thing. And Trump himself even mentioned, you know, Rubio.
Yes.
On the ticket.
Who is on a roll.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, who would even want to challenge that ticket? Well, yeah. I have to agree. And you know, the more it drives the Democrats crazy, the more that probably will be the winning ticket.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Oh, then you hear people talking about, oh, what about Kamala and AOC? Are you kidding me?
I say it's brilliant. I say go with it.
Run!
I say you people know This the more progressive lefty Marxist you can be. Oh,
please do.
Yeah, do it. And don't be shy about it. I mean, come out there and tell everybody just what a whack job you are and what you believe.
Yes.
I mean, this whole idea, these 80-20 issues, how Democrats even have the level of support that they continue to have is just, it's mind-boggling to me. Just mind-boggling. How many people are there that still think the Democratic Party is like, oh, I don't know, JFK is running the show? Even Bill Clinton, very much a centrist.
No.
Those days are so far in the rearview mirror, it's not even funny.
Totally different party.
Yeah.
They would not be allowed in. I mean, yeah, when JFK wouldn't be allowed.
Oh, he wouldn't be accepted as a Democrat any way, shape, or form. No way. Are you kidding me? He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. The Democrats are like, you don't have to do anything. Your country's going to do everything for you. It's the antithesis of what JFK stood for. And he said a rising economy lifts all ships. And he knew that keeping taxes low was the key to that. They would never be accepted today in the Democrat Party. These people that are running the show now, the AOCs, the squad and all that, they don't share the American dream like Democrats did 50 years ago. They're not the party of the working people. Absolutely not. They're the opposite of that. They're power-hungry fools that have, you know, traded in Americanism for Marxist ideology.
Yep.
Whew.
How do you really feel, Bob?
I think I need another donut because this blood sugar thing's working out pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. It's working for you.
Hey, I'm looking forward to talking to Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. And as we get close to Thanksgiving and how to deal with any sort of gun control rhetoric that may come up at the kitchen table.
Oh, my.
The lefties are preparing.
They are.
So we've got to be prepared.
Those turkeys.
And we'll be talking to him in about, 20 minutes or so, right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Ah, from the school of no one's ever happy, comes an actress who has made a substantial living in the movie business, but not happy enough because, there's a bunch of racists in Hollywood.
Wait a minute, Bob. Is this a leftist whining again?
Well, it kind of sounds similar to that.
All right, just checking.
Yeah. Okay. It is 7:51, by the way. Good morning and welcome. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. How to deal with your nutty family members when they try to bring up gun control at the Thanksgiving dinner. We'll have some strategies maybe lined up for you, short of actually throwing a drumstick right into their open pie hole, which... We don't want that to happen, do we?
We don't want to waste the leg.
Hey, get ready to tee off for a great cause Monday, December 8th at the Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. This is going to be fantastic. It's a 2025 Pepin Gives Charity Golf Scramble brought to you by Comfort Keepers. The proceeds go for Habitat for Humanity. And Betsy and her team have been doing this a long time, Pepin Gives. And they do great work in the community. And you can get signed up now and enjoy the day. I will be along at some point there to make fun of your golf game. I think a little awards kind of a ceremony, a little celebration at the end. Happy to do it. And I'm happy that I'm invited. I'm inviting you. For more information, visit PepinGives.com. That's PepinGives.com. Last time I talked to Betsy, I think she said there were four foursomes. I don't know if that's still true. So get on it. Jump on it before it's gone. A rare opportunity to play Golden Ocala. If you're not a member, it's a rare treat. So enjoy, my friends. So the actress that I'm referring to is actress Lucy Liu.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to be a hardcore Hollywood follower to for that name to sound familiar. Charlie's Angels?
Oh, yeah.
That rings a bell, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was also in Kill Bill. She was in TV series, Ally McBeal. She's been involved in over 100 projects. Now, she's claiming that if she were a white woman, she would have been offered meatier and more important roles in her more than 30-year career. Are you really doing some sort of sour grapes thing?
You got a 30-year career in Hollywood.
A successful one.
Working consistently TV and movies, but it'd be better if I wasn't Asian.
If I wasn't Asian.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
In an interview with Hollywood Reporter, Lou, who's now 56, said finishing her new film, Rosemead, was a struggle. But even when it was finished, she experienced problems finding a distributor. But even after we made the movie, it was like, does anyone want to distribute it? How's it going to fuel us? What's our kickback? It does come down to finances. Yeah, that finance. Guess what color finances are?
Green. They're green, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... She went on to say that many of the roles that she's been offered over the years are not necessarily roles that would challenge me or tap into my potential. Oh, that's right. It's Hollywood's job to find out what your potential is, to stretch you and morph you into the best actress you can be. That's their job, not yours, right?
But did she take the gigs? Yes, she did.
She pointed to the criticism she suffered after the 2003 film Kill Bill, when many accused her of perpetuating the dragon lady stereotype with her role as a martial arts warrior. That's all that was in that movie, was sword play and martial arts. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a bunch of Asians, which, by the way, people like that.
Yes.
I grew up, you know, kung
Absolutely.
Fu movies, Bruce Lee and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. Yeah. And she said especially other women in the film faced no such criticism. Well, there might be some truth to that. That some Asian people were overly sensitive and didn't want you to play that dragon lady type thing. Well, you know, it's just like everybody else. Stop whining.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Don't take the gig.
Well, you know, she was distressed because, yeah, she don't listen to those people.
Mm-hmm. Take your check and go to the bank and enjoy.
Why isn't anyone else perpetuating the stereotype when we're all assassins, she exclaimed. Vivica Fox or Daryl Hannah or Uma Thurman were not. I don't even know if they have a word in English for American people. Well, I'm American, but I look like this, so I cannot get away from it. Well, I mean, that's true.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Come on.
But what role, I mean, be honest, what role couldn't she play? She can play any role.
Pretty much, yeah.
There's no, like, oh, you definitely have to have a white woman in that role.
Mm-hmm. If anything, it's Hollywood that's been kind of weird about trying to keep things pure lately, so there should be positions for her if she wants them.
I think a lot of them are, you know, maybe the studio people and all that are just a little intimidated because, you know, she's better at math.
Wow.
Good thing that's not a stereotype.
Well, let's play a violin for her.
Well done, sir. And on that note, hey, we're going to talk to Luis Valdez in just a couple of minutes, Gun Owners of America. This is going to be interesting. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.